Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ Daily Session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts, and this is Season 7, Episode 19 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we begin our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials. We are studying in the week of March the 3rd to March the 9th in Doctrine and Covenants Section 19. This section was given through Joseph Smith to Martin Harris, even. And Martin is seeking guidance and reassurance in some ways, as the publication of the Book of Mormon is almost ready, and they are looking for a way to finance this. Martin is one of the only people that Joseph Smith knows who is able to put the money forward so that this work can begin. Martin is understandably, worried about what will happen if this work is not successful. So the Lord gives him his revelation to help him to feel ready to make this sacrifice. And what is interesting straight away is that before he goes into that kind of detail is that there is some teaching given by the Saviour about one of the phrases or things that we read in the scriptures, which I think is very interesting and gives some comfort, I suppose, about what happens after this life if men do not repent. He's not directing this, by the way, towards Martin necessarily to say, if you don't repent, but he's just teaching about a principle which is very valuable to all of us. He begins by saying, if people don't repent, they must suffer, for I, God, am endless. But then it says in verse 6, nevertheless, it is not written that there should be no end to this torment, but it is written, endless torment. Again, it is written, eternal damnation. Wherefore, it is more expressed in other scriptures that it might work upon the hearts of the children of men altogether for my name's glory. Wherefore, I will explain unto you this mystery, for it is meet unto you to know, even as mine apostles. Then he explains in verse 10, for behold, that the mystery of godliness, how great is it? For behold, I am endless, and the punishment which is given from my hand is endless punishment, for endless is my name. Wherefore, eternal punishment is God's punishment, endless punishment is God's punishment. So the Lord is teaching here that when we read of endless torment and eternal damnation in the scriptures, it is not saying that this punishment or torment or damnation will never end, but rather it is a torment or damnation that is given by one who is called endless and eternal. Which I suppose, if we try and think about what we learn from this, I suppose it gives us hope. It gives us this possibility that even if we do make mistakes and we don't overcome those through the Saviour's atoning sacrifice, that the Saviour is so merciful enough that he will end, or that punishment or torment will end. We read about this endless torment in Jacob 6:10, where it says, according to the power of justice, for justice cannot be denied, you must go away into that lake of fire and brimstone, whose flames are unquenchable, and whose smoke ascendeth up for ever and ever, which lake of fire and brimstone is endless torment. I think it's interesting to kind of reflect on this and think, well, what does this mean for us? And what can we take away from this? Yeah, I think it's this idea that we are given this encouragement in strong language and words to repent and to turn away from what we do, which can bring us away from our Saviour. But yet he is the one who is able to bring us back from that. And I think that that is a powerful reminder to us. And then in verse 13, he invites Martin, wherefore I command you to repent and keep the commandments which you have received by the hand of my servant, Joseph Smith, Jr. So then he does invite Martin to repent, as indeed all of us are invited to repent every day. Repentance is meant to be a daily joy, one which that we can go through and a process we can all go through daily to bring us closer to what it is that the Saviour desires us to become through his name. Thank you so much for listening today, and continue with us this week as we continue to dive deeper into Doctrine and Covenants section 19. And until we meet again.